This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 27th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel, with the sun shining brightly over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect weather for those enjoying the outdoors. As the day progresses, temperatures are expected to remain pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli defense officials warn that an international stabilization force could restrict IDF operations and empower Hamas, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also, Saudi Arabia says it intercepted drones targeting oil facilities in Riyadh and the Eastern Province. Ynet reports the drones were linked to Iran-backed Iraqi militias. Also this hour, Israeli forces have detained four Palestinians after an off-duty soldier was attacked in the Hebron Hills, JNS reported earlier today. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu has left for Washington, where he plans to discuss Iran and regional peace with former President Trump, as reported by I-24 News 2 hours ago. And finally, Jewish groups are condemning changes to Labour's platform on Israel. The Australian Jewish News covered this story from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Alex Plitzas, an American defense analyst, posted just minutes ago that Saudi Arabia actively struck militia targets in Iraq after drone attacks from Iraqi territory. Balaz News reported just a short time ago that Saudi Arabia's military intercepted several drones launched from Iraq, with a defense spokesman warning about Iranian-backed militias. Ben Shapiro, a prominent American commentator, shared concerns about leaks in Trump's administration, suggesting they might be aiding Iran, in a post just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, Israeli defense officials expressed concerns about the deployment of an international stabilization force. They argue it could limit the IDF's operational freedom and inadvertently strengthen Hamas. This development raises questions about the balance between international intervention and national security. Turning to Saudi Arabia, Ynet reports that the kingdom intercepted drones targeting vital oil infrastructure. The Saudi Ministry of Defense attributes the attacks to Iranian-backed Iraqi militias. This incident underscores the ongoing regional tensions and Saudi Arabia's readiness to respond to threats. Meanwhile, JNS reports Israeli forces have apprehended four Palestinians following an attack on an off-duty soldier in the Hebron Hills. These individuals are now under investigation by security forces. This incident highlights the ongoing security challenges in the region and the IDF's vigilance. In diplomatic news, Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to Washington, as covered by I-24 News, aims to address key issues such as Iran's nuclear ambitions and regional peace efforts. Netanyahu's discussions with former President Trump are expected to reinforce bilateral ties and address mutual concerns. Finally, the Australian Jewish News reports condemnation from Jewish groups over changes in Labour's platform on Israel. Despite reassurances from Josh Burns that government policy remains unchanged, this has stirred debate about Australia's foreign policy stance on Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the drug maker Trima, founded by Chaim Weizmann, is shutting down after 85 years. Most of its employees will lose their jobs following unsuccessful attempts to sell the company. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a financial literacy course that quickly gained popularity. It was initially intended for a small group, but demand surged, reflecting a growing interest in financial independence. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli banks, including Discount Bank and Bank Hapoalim, are severing ties with the Palestinian Authority. They are calling for government intervention to provide correspondent banking services, citing increasing risks. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.